smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
That's right. It's your girl, King Nicole. And this is Ladies Night, and you're right, this is what you're listening to, Beef Stew Radio. And you know, as always, my big dude owner of the night, the DJ
yes,
of the
sir.
Night, DJ Big Stew in the building.
Big Stew in the building.
You know how your girl do it. Every week, I got something popping off, something we're going to talk about. Tonight's topic, we're talking about discipline. We're talking about abuse. Is it abuse when you're spanking your child for discipline? Do you consider that abuse, or do you just consider that a form of discipline and some children need to be spanked? No. My personal opinion.
Baby kid.
I don't know, man. I got some stuff. I got the pros and the cons. I got the you know, some don't agree. Some feel like, you know, promotes violence. Some feel like, you know, spanking is not right. But you know what I found out, though, through all this research? It was crazy, DJ Big Stu. You got an age limit to the whipping.
Age limit?
Yeah, which makes sense. You know what I'm saying? They saying that, you know, the whole point of you spanking your child is to teach him discipline, to teach him, you know, when maybe the talking and the timeouts, you know, stop. I don't know. Or maybe just, you know, you feel like he need to just know this is it. Wow. You know, don't do that. But they saying that when your child gets to the point of knowing right from wrong, then you really wasting your time spanking them because they already know they did wrong. They know what's right from wrong. It's, you know, so I don't know. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's the age limit. Maybe it's not. What you think?
So what age do the kids start killing the parents?
Good question. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's the ones that didn't have a spanking right there. And if that's the truth.
Kids wilding. Just recently, the kid who stabbed the cop was flipping on his mom got first.
Yeah, but see, he has some mental problems, though. You know, that's already noted. He has some real, true mental problems. She probably needed help. And she probably, some people be embarrassed or you can't afford it or you don't got nobody that's going to help you with all of that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got a person that's dealing with mental problems. In that case, they said that guy was kind of attacking her more than once. This time he attacked her to the foot, to, you know.
The kid who killed his grandmother.
Yeah. You're right. There's a few stories out there. About kids attacking, or even the ones that
the famous brothers who killed their parents.
Exactly. And they was rich.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything they wanted, and all they wanted to do was kill their parents. And I don't even know what was the purpose of them? Why did they kill their parents?
They said their parents abused them, but their parents was rich. I mean, not really rich, but had enough money. That if they, you know, and then I heard their parents were disagreeing with them. It was a lot of stuff going around with them. Melendez brothers, right?
Yeah, the Melendez brothers. What's so crazy about that is they had everything they wanted. They had so much that they wanted. They had enough time to concoct a way to kill their parents.
They had the guts to shoot moms and pops with a shotgun.
I mean, really killed them, like just blew them away.
With
that's
no,
amazing.
No, that was crazy. Then they turned on each other later.
Yeah, but they tried to hold it down, though, but you know how the cops do, play on you. So they got them. They didn't have their stuff together. But the crazy thing is that they just killed their parents for what? Because they felt like their parents wasn't doing what they wanted to do. How could you just get to the point of killing your kids? Now, you think they was getting spankings? No, I don't think so.
But there's a lot of parents killing their kids now, too, recently.
Yeah, but you got some parents out there. You absolutely right, DJ Big Stu, that the parents are bugging out.
It's abuse.
I mean, really bugging.
You know, it was
But let me tell you, DJ Bass, too. Listen, let me tell you. Sometimes you need to spank a kid. Because
I mean, I grew up getting spanked. You know, I grew up the old school. My mom used to
I grew up
little,
with it, too. I don't know about old school. I think I was plain abused. I was abused.
My mom whipped my tail a few times. You know, but it wasn't abused back then. You know,
it wasn't,
abused,
but I found out now that what I was going through, I was abused. What? That's old
I
school.
Mean, that's when they made a law, you know. I see kids get beaten in classrooms.
I mean,
you know
well, you know, think of it there. You're right. They
now
get
you get
beaten
in class.
Classroom,
they turn it over. But it used to be like teachers to call you back in the 70s. And, you know, teachers to call your parents and be like, yeah, I'm going to get your mama. She's going to come beat you up in class. And that's how it used to happen. And then before that, there was some Catholic schools. I had homeboys that went to Catholic schools with the teachers. Shake their hands at the rulers and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're right. It was the law, actually, in school for you to get spanked. You went to school to get spanked. I mean, I didn't go through that era, but that's just amazing to me.
I think, let me tell you something. The schools had, we had riots back in the early days, you know. I remember my school riding with another riding school over a basketball game. And this is what we was like in 6th or 7th grade. We actually had a riot, you know.
All right.
It was something that lasted maybe like 3 days, but it wasn't an ongoing like thing. They had gangs back then, but the gangs fought the other gangs. You know, they didn't really fight nobody innocent or raw. You know, they really fought gangs, and gangs back then was like really they had a lot of social purpose back then. You know, they was doing things in the community. You know, they was having a lot of gangs was working with free lunch programs and you know. Doing things, building things in the community and running little athletic programs in the community. So it was a different time then. They was warring with other gangs, but they was also in their community doing a lot more. So, you know, it was a different time.
Yeah, it definitely was back then.
It was a time when everybody seen you doing wrong. Like, you know, these kids now, they sit there and they'll smoke right in the lobby, they roll their blunts in the lobby in front of parents who walk.
Yep.
It was a time when growing up in the days I'm talking about, you walked it to four neighborhoods away from your neighborhood to smoke a joint, you know?
You're absolutely right about that.
One sat up in the woods in Central Park.
You're absolutely right about that because I remember DJ Big Stu where I wouldn't even dare curse. I'm still like 13, 14 looking behind my back. Making sure one of my grandmother, my mother's friends don't see me because, see, that's what we don't have now. It's like either the parents are too young and too into the streets now or we don't have a sense of community no more. Like, we done gave up. I don't know what happened. Like, the community used to watch the kids like, oh, your kid is out there doing it. Back then, some of the parents used to smack another kid upside the head like, well, you know what's right or wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Cutting school was only done in a homeboy or a homegirl house whose parents work. Now, you know, these kids is cutting school while the parents is there. Yo,
they
son,
not
they
even
have my
cutting
crib.
School. They just not going to school no more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They like, you know, yo, meet me at my house at this time, and the parents there, they playing. And in some cases, which is real sad, and I've seen this, I seen the parents smoking weed with the kids while they're supposed to be at school. You know?
Yeah. I've seen stuff like that, too. It's crazy.
You know, like, nah, he going to do it anyway or she going to do it anyway. I mean, you know, back then, nah, we had to, you know, we would go to somebody's house or his mom was at work, you know, and we took a chance, you know. You know, we try to wait to see if the mom go to work. You know, we'd be hiding across the street. Oh, there she go, she going. Sometimes we would follow to the train station, maybe get on the train so they don't come back. Then we slip up there, and we wouldn't even stay in the person's house all the time. We'd stay to 12 o'clock, get out, run around at lunchtime, come back, 3 o'clock, we gone. These kids stay up there from the morning to the night. And, I mean, you know, it's crazy, man. But we used to have a lot of other things, though. You know, we had game rooms.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what
we're
missing. That's what they're missing.
Yeah, but we can't have a game room really now because, one, in the 80s, a lot of game rooms started selling drugs, especially now.
Uh-huh.
And then it was getting stuck up. you know, a lot of gay rooms, you know, they was targets to get stuck up, so dudes was trying to run up in them, and so it became a dangerous thing. But it was something when it was out. We, you know, you would go to the community center, when the community center closed, and for a little, you know, you're an older teenager, maybe like the ages of from anywhere from 15 to like 17, and you don't have to go up too early, you go to the game room. You go play some Pac-Man, Berserk, you know, you play whatever little game they got in the game room. You chilling, they got the music going on. You know, it was some shady stuff going on in the game room. You learn where not to go because, you know, you be playing your games. You know, you always see the dudes selling their little joints, selling their little angel dust in the game room. But it was what it was, man. You know, now the kids,
I mean, I don't care where you at. You could be in corporate world, you could be in the hood world. They got drugs flying around. You know what I'm saying? So
even though it was drugs there.
So you was aware of things and it wasn't about that. You just was out there. But see, this is what I'm saying, DJ. I think that not just the game room, they missing everything. They missing the community center. There's no real community centers like that no more. Some of them. But there's real now in the hood. Most of the funding is gone. You know what I'm saying?
Because, and then, once again, Republicans.
Republicans, of course. And they want to cut more funding. They want to close all the community centers. You know what I'm saying? Listen, they make it like that.
They will go to jail to lock your child up and keep that in mind.
Quit. Easier, build a jail lock it. They won't give you no. Listen, I ain't going to say this more than enough. When I read that story the last week saying that Exxon was making $100+ million a day just in profits, like, that's amazing. How come Exxon is not responsible for some child program or something? Right here in America, somewhere, something big. Well, some of that hundreds of million dollars is coming back to the community that they in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think some of those they should be. You know, like, you know what? I could go into it forever.
I have a feeling that Bush sold shares. Him, Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, they sold shares of, you know, oil companies to all the Republicans who supported them.
I think you know they got something because they all getting rich together.
And that's why they all sticking together hard on stuff. And
do you see how much money all of them made at the end of Bush season? How much the community, how much the our America went down, but how much these men still made millions and millions. They billionaires now.
These guys invested in, you know, the war. They invested into the war.
And you're right, I think they get them handouts from these oil companies because there's no way these oil companies could just be sitting here making that type of profit and the gas is still skyrocketing. It's crazy.
Then you, as a parent, is at home, you know, your child's school has got cut off. You know, they cut the school down. You don't have a babysitter. You have to work. You know, and your child is without any guidance of any kind. You know what I'm saying? And I'm keeping it real. I'm talking for people in the hood because sometimes guidance don't always just come from the goody-two-shoe person. I know a lot of drug dealers who kept other kids from selling drugs, you know, by saying, yo, sure, not a Saint you, man. Take the little couple of dollars and go play over here. Go over here and do this, to go to the movies, you know what I mean? So without any guidance for some kids that are single parents, when they roam in the street, if they ain't got no OGs to tell them what's right and wrong, or no big brothers to guide them, big sisters to guide them, you know, and the Republicans cut these programs, it's hard to be a parent in the inner cities, and it's also hard to be a parent in the suburbs now because of the economic situation.
Yeah.
So...
I know, it's crazy out here. That's the, back on who we were talking about, that's another big issue. Like I said, like, we don't have no community, like, we not together no more. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's up with that, but it's like, we not together, nobody's watching each other, everybody's not watching, everybody's quiet, nobody want to talk, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to keep their mouth closed. But, you know, nowadays I can understand some things, because these kids are so disrespectful now that even if you try to check them and teach the little young gentleman and the young girl something, they saying something smart back to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't experience that where I literally had to, like, listen, you go get your parent because your mouth is crazy.
Well,
but, you know.
Well, I think we should get into some music.
All right.
First of all, I want to applaud you for getting your hair styled.
Thank you, thank you.
Then I want to let them know where we at.
Beat to Radio.
That's right.
Now we're going to get into some music.
That's right.
Thank you. back up and be a gentleman. And if it's really real, then you can tell me when. And that's when she pulled me close and said, do it again. Come on.
With her and I get them draws, and I don't need no help, I got it said it, pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Steady Bender. I be like, oh, I see I'm the mama, me, I'm more pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by, I know exactly what to say. He's
up in the club, I'm a flirt. When I didn't even roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gonna hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit it, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you buying her drinks in the club, acting like you in love, talking like you all thug, we were switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by, you turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy
and I be calling her mommy.
She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy. That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, it's a player's field. Don't take no chick to the club when you just met him, cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good, she gon' flirt with her. I'ma flirt, soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt.
Oh yeah,
gonna roll up in the club, I'ma flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'ma flirt.
Girl, late one night at the club, baby.
Ladies night. I'm in the building with DJ Big Stu. We chopping it up. Topic for tonight is abuse. Do you feel spanking your child as for discipline is a form of abuse? Some do, some don't.
Listen,
some feel like that's exactly what they need, and some don't. So
do
I have a few reasons why we should spank our children, a few reasons why we shouldn't, and then I'll give you guys a lesson on how to properly spank your child.
Tell me how you should.
All right. Hitting models hitting. A lot of people say that when you hit a kid, that's what he learned. He learns that that's the way to do, to get what he want, or to make people do what he want them to do or she want them to do by hitting, or you think that's the right way. Now, what you think about that?
I got a counter question to that. So I'm not going to say hitting is not as good, but suppose you got that little kid that you put him in the corner and say, time out. It's the F you, Mom. You take a time out.
Then, I don't know. They said, listen, they said physical punishment shows that it's all right to vent your anger or right a wrong by hitting. You know? So, just by you hitting them, some people feel that they're going to go hitting others because when they want to, you know, correct the other person from doing something wrong, or when they get angry, then they feel like they're supposed to hit. That's
is there statistics behind this? That's this one.
Well, this is just other. This is just the feeling. This is what this is the psychologist, right? This is doctors, right? And this is reasons why some people feel this way, and then they have reasons why people feel like none of this is true unless you hitting your kids in an abusive manner. Like,
abusive,
you know,
manner. I can see that.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, unless you really angry, you just an angry ass person, and you beating up your kids, then your kids might feel like that's the way to react. But
yeah,
if you,
I can see that.
You know,
I can see that.
If you solely just, this is my opinion right now, I'm expressing you. So, but if you solely just spanking them, like, I don't know. I think kids need a spanking sometimes. Sometimes, you know, you really try to get through to a kid to not do something, and when it's not going through and you realize that they kind of know they're doing wrong and they're still doing it anyway, it's time to give them a little wake up. Like, listen, just a consequence. It's consequences to your actions. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so what's next?
So, verbal and emotional. They say that's a form of hitting your child, too. You know what I'm saying? Verbally and emotionally abusive. Physically hitting is not the only way to, you know, to cross the line. You can cross the line verbally. I mean, I totally agree with this one. This is the reasons why you shouldn't hit your kid, because especially this in this situation. This is when you hit your kid and you're cursing them out, which almost is the reason. I mean, it'd be there. Oh, you stop doing that. What's wrong with you? You know, saying they say. It depends on the slip, you know what I'm saying? You could be on a different type of slip.
I know my mom felt bad when she cursed at me, threw a shoe at me, and, you know, spanked me afterwards, but she loved me.
Yeah, I got it thrown at me, too. So, but still, you felt some kind of way after it. Like, you know, she just threw a shoe at me, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. You know? But, you know, I don't know. I just think in this day and age, it's a whole different parenting than it was back then. So beating might not, or spanking might not be the same as spanking was back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know. But this is the reasons why people, I'm going to give you 10 of them, why people feel like you shouldn't. So that's verbal and emotional. I totally agree with that. If you hitting your kid out of anger, you spanking him out of anger, you know, you the one angry at something, and now maybe something minor this child did, you are blowing up, then, you know, you might need to check that. That's a form of abuse, and that's a form of you showing them that it's all right to get angry and hit.
All right.
Right?
So no smacking the kid.
All right. Hitting devalues the kid. You know what I'm saying? They're saying, like, hitting the child's self-image begins on how he perceives that others, especially his parents, perceive him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it depends. I don't, you know, hitting your kid and spanking them for doing something wrong, maybe it's a little difference there. Because, you know, some kids, I've seen some parents pop their kid for everything. I see some parents, literally, I see some kids that got little brothers or sisters, and they're a little bit older, or maybe a little older, and the parent is forcing the kid to make sure you watch him, or Go wash his, you know, bring me a pacifier, go bring me a diaper. Like, I see the kid being stressed out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can see the kid, like, oh, God, my mom's make me do everything. So, you know, in some cases, you know, it can devalue the kid. It can make the kid feel like, yeah, but I totally agree. I totally agree that the kid should help, but you should notice, too, that maybe you are stressing that kid out, too.
Okay.
Especially if it depends on what you're doing in life, too, if you're not really working hard, or you know, I'm not saying the kids should help out. All kids should help out. There should be chores and everything. But it's a way, some kids, you know what I'm talking about, DJ Big Stu. Some kids, you know, you're like, damn, now that little kid got it hard. You know what I'm saying?
So how often should we let them work in the sweatshop?
But see, that's in different places. See, in those countries, that's how they make their money. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, man, that's not a joke, but
it's crazy.
Another form of abuse.
Crazy, telling you. So, moving on down. Hitting may lead to abuse. Now, that's going back to really abusing the kid. There's a difference between hitting and spanking, you know, to me. You know what I'm saying? If you just hitting your kid every time your kid doing something, you just smacking them up and down, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes a kid needs a talking. There's a time for
thinking.
Kids
really bad. That's part of being a kid, making mistakes, being bad. Everybody doing a kid, even good kids, did something bad. Even goody two-shoes, they did something, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? In some cases, think about it. I see this, too. You know, we grew up in a city, you know what I'm saying? So you see some fathers feel like they need to keep, the way to keep the child in control is to keep punching them. You know how some fathers do. Fathers
yeah.
want to keep that
well,
chest punched, punching the arms, keep it. Yeah, you soft, you calling the kids soft all the time. You know, that's, you know, sometimes that could mess up their little brain.
I mean,
it all depends. I don't know if you got to do all that to make him tough.
That's
you do that.
That's well, you know,
sometimes
you know.
Some guys be belittling the kid, and that kid grow up to be resentful.
No, that's
sometimes
not
true.
I mean, you know, unless you're doing it in a real, real aggressive way. Well,
and that's how
that,
to be most of
that's
the time.
That's a bond between dad and his son, you know, wrestling, you know, calling, you know, making his son a little tough. You know, you're preparing yourself for school because the boys have a different. little boys have schoolyard fights, you know, average growing up. There's always going to be another little boy to try. You got to learn how to defend yourself. So that's what dads do. And that's what they need to see them doing. That. They're not trying to abuse their son. That's their form of training of telling their son.
Let me tell you, from a mother's point of view, we be looking at that like, come on now. I don't think it's necessary. Sometimes I think every father needs to teach their son how to be a man. Yes. Make sure he's a little man up, you know, a little soft guy, you know. But it sometimes it comes to a case where I see this guy I seen this lady, as a matter of fact, make her son do push ups in the street. What? You talking back to me? Give me 20 push ups. I'm like, whoa.
Well, that might be better than her beating him.
Maybe better, and he'd be embarrassed, too. But this little boy is still bad. Little teenage boy. This boy is probably like 17, 18. Man, he might knock his mom's out with all them push-ups. He should keep making him do
it. If he's doing the push-ups, he got some form of disrespect. Some form of respect.
Yeah. She got him under control. I'd be scared of that lady, too, if you see this lady. I'm telling you. All right, so it says hidden devalues the parent also. It says parents who spank, control, otherwise abusively punish children often feel you devalue themselves because deep down they don't feel right about the way of discipline. What do you think?
They should stop.
Now, let me tell you this. I'm gonna keep it 100% real. I done spanked my child. And I have felt bad afterwards. Like, I feel bad. You know what I'm saying? So was it necessary for me to spank her? Yes, I think it was necessary, but in some people's eyes, it's not. But I'm just saying, I did feel bad afterwards.
Every kid has something that's daily. Once you get that, something that's daily sprung to them, like dear to their heart, that they do whatever they do and they used to do it or having it or playing with it or being on it or something like that, I think that's the first step. I believe in that. I believe when you take that from them, the main source of fun, especially when they're staying indoors, I believe that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I know I was feeling bad that one couple of times, but I felt it was necessary still. You know?
Okay.
All right, so moving on down. Hidden does not improve behavior. They say that.
I agree with that. I see sometimes your partner still be running around bad as hell.
They say the more we spank, the more he misbehaves. Spanking makes a child behavior worse, not better. Here's why. They say that if you spank your child just knows. Now he knows what to do not to get caught, so he won't get spanked. You know what I'm saying? But he's still going to be bad,
like,
but he's going to do things.
Three and four, they are so sneaky. We call it cute, but they're so sneaky.
Yeah, but
like
it was so crazy. They know what they're doing. They just, like, want to see if you're going to do it. Like, they be testing you. Like, you really just stop. You're looking right at me. I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't touch that, you know what I'm saying? But you looking at me to see if I'm going to do something else.
And they'll say some crazy stuff to you. They don't care if they hurt your feelings.
Yeah, you know a little kid.
All right. So let's go on to the next.
They said hidden is not biblical. A lot of people say that they have in the Bible. There's a lot of quotes in the Bible that tells you to chastise your kid. That doesn't, they're saying it's not necessarily meaning that you should.
Give your child a long speech. A long 2-hour speech every time they be bad.
Yeah, I think that works. I think that do work.
Uh-huh.
I know. I used to want to take the spanking. I would take a spanking.
Sit there, bored them to death with them, talking about them, drilling into them what not to do.
They say that when you are spanking your child, you need to ask yourself a couple of questions. Were you abused as a child? Do you lose control of yourself easily? Are you spanking more with fewer results? Are you spanking harder Is spanking not working? Do you have a high need child, strong will child? Yeah, them strong will children, they own mindsets. Is your child ultra sensitive? Is your relationship with your child already distant? So, what you think? I don't know. This right here, to me, you know, even though I'm keep going on and keep going on, I'm going to go to my next one anyway. That's just a thought for you. You got to ask yourself those questions when you're beating your child. But that's when you're beating. If you're beating up your child, you taking out all your anger on your children and you're doing all kind of crazy stuff, then, you know, you might need to check yourself real quick.
Beating on your child because you're mad at his father.
And you know, I see that too. You see some parent, or the parent is just shunning the child, like the child's getting treated all crazy.
Or vice versa.
You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. You know, it's crazy. Because I see some kids that really went upside their parents' head over the fact that they, or just treat everybody messed up because their parent is not in their life. So it's just, it's you know. All right, it says, hidden promotes anger in children and in parents. No. Most of our children always perceive the punishment as unfair. They're most likely to rebel against the corporal punishment, which would be us, you know what I'm saying? Then against other disciplinary techniques, you know? Children don't think rationally like adults, but they do have a sense of fairness. They know right from wrong. This is why, you know, my total agreement on this is that sometimes some kids need to be spanked, and that's just it, you know? And I have one more. This is the last one. I have here. This one says, do you, what you think DJ Vix do so far?
I was waiting for the last one. Some of the stuff, you know, I don't believe in spanking the kid, like I told you. Some of the reasons is, you know, I agree with it.
Some of them I do. Some of them I think is right. But this to me, this just pertains to beating your kid. Like, if you really hitting on them, like.
There are people out there that do.
They say hitting brings back bad memories. I mean, that's hitting. Once again, you know what I'm saying? It's still different to me between spanking and hitting. Hitting if you beating up a kid because, like, the same thing we just talked about. You just upset about the father or you upset about something.
They remember abuse.
Yeah.
Get older.
They'll remember that form of punishment always. Always they'll remember that type of form of punishment. They might remember the punishments more than the good times, because I sure enough remember when I got my butt spanked. And they say spanking does not work. In some cases, it do not work. It don't. I think once a kid get a certain age, spanking is just a waste of time. I think, and I realized that myself too. Like, oh Lord, I'm just hurting myself, trying to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? These kids is grown like weeds. They bigger than us now. So you being a kid that's bigger than you, they looking at you like, what are you doing? You know? So what you think, DJ Beast? Do no spankings?
No spankings.
So, these people right here.
I do no spanking, period.
I believe, you know, when you grown up, I think when they're little, not when they're too little, but when they start to go around and start to get their little independence on, I think there need to be boundaries and rules set. And I think sometimes there may need to be a spank or two in there. That's what I truly, truly believe.
Well, I would love to see the reason that you say you can't spank, what you do get from spanking.
What you get from spanking them?
I mean, you know, the positive.
It's not really the positive. It's just reasons why you should.
Yeah, the reason why you should.
So you want me to get into that, or you want to get into some more music? Let me know.
Let's get into some more music. You already told the last one?
Yeah, I told the last one. The last one was hidden doesn't work. Spanking doesn't work.
Okay. That's just what I mean.
I agree to an extent. I think when a kid gets big enough, then you're right. I think you're wasting your time. But I think at a certain point, some children, not all, need a little pat on the butt. They really do. Let's get into some music. Make sure you stay tuned
in. Today's world of economic hardship, you need a safe place to hold your hard-earned money. At the Dirty Mac Mattress Bank of Brooklyn, we've taken the proper measures to keep your money safe. Security vaults alone just isn't enough anymore. When you deposit your money, we store it in the last place the federal government will look. At DMBB, our safe and secure double-line mattresses are 100% safe. And doesn't need security because who's going to look for your money there?
I kept my money in the bank. Because I had less than $500, they would take money from me each month. I was getting robbed. Now that I use the Dirty Mac mattress in Brooklyn, my $500 stays $500. And that's how I want it.
After I finish hustling all day, I put my money in Dirty Mac Mattress Bank.
Yeah, because, you know, for years we put our money in the other bank when we first got here. But they don't tell us the right thing, they do this, they do that. So that's when we went to Dirty Mac Mattress in Brooklyn. Everything is okay now, right?
Yeah, but see, look, let me tell you, this was my first bank, right? But, you know, I lose things sometimes. I can't find it. Then I put it in the bank, and then the bank loses my money. So I might as well keep it there, buddy. Dirty Mac?
Yeah.
Dirty Mac is excellent.
And the bed bugs, they're not biting. You put the money, the bed bugs not bite.
The bed bugs took my
dollars. You took your dollars? I thought you were going to take your dollars.
They took my
dollars. That was a rush.
Go get that.
The
there are Dirty Mac Mattress Bank of Brooklyn branches located in East New York, Brownsville, Park Slope, and Marcy Project. We'll take good care of all of your fucking money.
Dr.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't what it means. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Calling me baby, why the sudden change? Say my name, if no one is around you. Say baby, I love you, if you ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby, better say my name.
The other day, I will call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, ain't it the same? Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady?
Thank you.
know she can't love you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know you bring me love, so I'm standing I feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start, yeah?
Think about
all the years we put in this relationship. Do we make it this far? Then I think about what would I be if we were to just fall apart? And I can't stand the thought of losing you.
That's my joint. This your girl, K Nicole, Ladies Night. Got DJ Big Stu in the building. And we chopping it up about abuse. Do you feel spanking your child for discipline is a form of abuse? Or do you feel it's necessary? DJ Big Stu feel you should never spank. But I
you
feel...
You about ready to tell me some good stuff about
it. I feel... You should do what's necessary. Okay? I got, I'm going to give you a couple of reasons. We're going to go through a couple of reasons why you should whip that ass. Now, I'm just saying, why you should spank your child. Drum roll. Here you go, mama, saying the same thing. All right. You should whip them because you love them. You know what I'm saying? You have to love your child enough, you know, to be tough. You got to love them enough to be tough. You know, you're a parent first, you're a friend second.
That's that old school. It's going to hurt me more than it hurt you.
It's going to hurt me more than I hurt you. Pow! It's true. true, though. I told you I felt bad. Whatever. But, hey, I felt it was necessary. Okay. You want to be respected. To be feared in some sense, you know, it's almost in the same sense as to be respected. Your child should be wary of going against you, of going against your rules. What you think?
I mean, definitely going to last for a certain age. No,
yeah, but by that time they get to that age, it should be already.
But they're supposed to already have respect and all that.
Yeah,
it's pretty
tough. Kevin Rain.
No.
Yeah. Right now, well, she's still scared of our parents. What?
Well, you should,
some,
you know,
of our parents are still trying to whip
kids.
Our butts right now.
Not only that, there's a lot of disrespectful kids that talk
yeah,
to their parents
kids
with total disrespect. So I agree on that. You know?
Totally.
You got one of them children, you know, kids that's really disrespectful. You might have to whack that pat.
I think you got whack pat pat all the damn time. No, I'm just saying. Nah, but I do, you know my view. All right. You want to teach them how to make good decisions. You know what I'm saying? Listen, our destinies is determined by decision-making. Children have the option to obey or face consequences. So they need to know that the
consequences
and they need to know that the consequences can hurt sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah, but there's different things you do. It always have to be physical.
No, it doesn't, but this is just when you get to the form of spanking them. They know that, all right, you done got to the point that you need your little butt pop. This is the consequence. It hurts.
Yeah, you know, just be dunking them in the water.
Nah, I mean, that's abuse. That's just abuse. We talking about here. You know what? After
yeah.
I do this, I'm going to get into the proper way to spank your child. There's a proper way to do it.
Okay.
Not with the stinging cord or the twitch or the switch from the tree. Not with the
yeah.
belt or the paddle. I'm gonna show you. You tell me if it's right when I get into it. Okay, so let's keep moving on. You want them to have self control. When they know the other side of, you know, making a poor decision, it's easier to exercise restraint. So when they know the difference between poor decision and, you know, difference between what they're going to do. You know, you teaching them to make a decision. When you keep them, you know what, if I do this, I'm going to get a whack
out.
You know, I mean, that's why I said it's necessary. He knows that there's consequences to this action. You know, you give it to him. You
well,
want, go ahead. What you
know,
want
to
all right, you want them to be accountable if they do good, you should reward the good, but you should also acknowledge the wrong that they're doing too. So, you know, they should be accountable for their action. Be accountable.
I gotta take that one then. Grasp that one a little more and
yeah. Well, I don't know. I think that might be something to it, you know. You should reward them when they're doing wrong, and then you should make sure you should reward them when they're doing right, but when they're doing wrong, it depends on how far the wrong goes. Sometimes it's necessary to whap.
All right.
Next time I'm thinking about a spank and I'm going to whap pow. I'm going to say that too.
They've got a few reasons why it's good to whap pow.
I mean, I'm going. I got a couple more. All right. You want to set standards.
I still believe that could be done with the voice and good talk.
Setting standards
and the way you run your household and stuff like that.
Well, let me tell you. Like I said, it all depends on the style of discipline you grew up in too, and the style of life you live. Sometimes, I'll be completely honest with you, sometimes when you live in a more disciplined, structured life, you might not, maybe you won't get as much spankings, because a lot of times when they grow up real strict and real, you know, they got that real discipline type of parenthood, they might use a different techniques to discipline their cat. They probably take a lot more from them. And a lot of parents that's more free maybe would use the more techniques of spanking, or maybe the ones that's free don't do enough and the kids, you know, get a little crazy. I don't know. Children need limits to learn how to grow up with restraint. They will never be able to do whatever they want. Teach them to live by the rules set in place for them. So, you know, they need to know the standards. You cannot touch that. Wow, pow!
That one was written by African Queen Tina.
Don't go over there.
Somebody entitled to one child, Lord.
Listen, I'm telling you, I think they all should be spanked. They all should just be now.
All right.
You see strength, not weakness. Western parents seem to assume fragility rather than strength. Spanking your child properly is not going to damage their self-esteem. Accepting mediocrity and dismissing poor behavior teaches them to indulge in being weak. Well, you know, I agree with that a little bit. You know, you do got to, I feel like we need to teach our kids to be strong in life.
That
I don't know
like
if spanking is the way
right
to make
there?
Them strong.
That one
mm-hmm.
you just said right there sounds like a page out of a first grade Nazi class or something.
Listen, you know that's a lot of reasons why a lot of kids, especially with the sons, that go back to what we were just talking about. Fathers do that. They don't want their sons weak. Young man up. Don't cry. You know what I'm saying? Boys, don't cry. This little boy is holding his feelings for the rest of his life, so next time he get around somebody, now he just want to knock that person out so he can't show his feelings. You know, sometimes it goes hand in hand, you know? I don't know. All right. We only have 8 reasons why. So that was number 7. This is number 8. It works best, okay, when you spank your cow. It just works out best.
What works best?
It just works
blood,
out.
Fear.
It works out best. You know why it works out best? Because some kids just need their ass whipped. Bottom line. No, some kids need it. You know, some kids just need a spanking. Some kids need a little more extra than just the normal talking to and the normal don't stop and the normal timeout. That timeout to me is abuse. You just put somebody in the corner and leave them there. Like, that's abuse to me. Now, to me, you're driving me crazy right now. I'd rather get popped and sent on my way than to be standing there looking at the wall.
I'm about to stand at the wall.
Did it get popped?
Depending on who popping me.
Man, you get a little pop and it's over.
Man,
depending
just,
on you, absolutely right.
Your mom.
Nah,
listen, well, mom's out here laying it down.
I didn't have the extension cord paddle. I don't know. I'm telling you, I was abused. I want to get my parents arrested now.
I do.
And now I found out I was abused.
Too late.
That's messed up.
Ain't like you're going to get a check for it, man.
I don't know. I might get some reparations.
I don't know.
All right.
So.
Spanking. So let me give you some reasons why we should do it. I'm going to give you some rules to spanking now. You know, you want to get into some music or you want to just go into a couple of rules real quick?
Well, just come back.
We're going to get some music. I'm coming back. All right, this is your girl, K. Nicole. This is Ladies Night. Anyone of y'all want to tune in, the number is 914-338-1685. Stay tuned in. We'll be right back.
It's just me, myself, and I. our hippies nowhere. Not just feel fuckable. Always pushing that we formed an image. There's no need to lie. When it comes to being plug one, it's just me, myself, and I. God, I'm proud of what I am. Poems I speak are plug too tight. Please, oh please, let plug to be himself, not what you read, all right. Right is wrong when hype is written on the soul, they lie that style is surely our own thing, not the false disguise of shoulders. They lie solely from the soul, and this fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. I keep on a tipping us so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with 3rd degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Thank you.
You like the rhyme, fight if you're there. I get the paper, so I don't care. Fly, that's me, the epitome of what a real MC is supposed to be. F***ing you up every time that I drop a Kabula, baby, I done took your spot. I got the beat, and I ride it well. And if you take a look, it ain't hard to tell that I co-rock the party in the B-girl stand. I rock on the floor, make the fellas wanna dance. I be there, and it's all good. And if you understood, would you back off me and let my skin breathe? Light is everlasting, yeah. It's hard to believe. I shall prevail, cause I'm next to none. Cause I'm claiming no set, don't plan to get done. Just Brooklyn is where I'm from, but I'm resting in Studio City for the fun. If you don't understand, then say you don't. And don't wait for me to explain, cause I won't. You see, it's in my nature to be the best.
Say what?
West to east, then east to west. Ready or not, I have arrived and I'm live, showing an MC how to survive. Cause it's crazy how I get you captured with my tactics. I got many witnesses that can back this. Roughnecks from New York to LA, been down with me since Fort George A. It's 96, it's all about show and prove, and I'm about to make the ill type move.
Yeah.
I got the beat and ride it well. And if you take a look, it ain't hard to tell that I come rock the party in the B-girl stand. I rock on the floor, make the fellas wanna dance. I be the and it's all good. And if you understood, would you
get out my head? Please let me be.
I don't see why, UKGB, why you gotta be all up for me like that, trying to get over like a fat rat. But I understand I'm a woman in the land of hip hop, and the shit don't stop, it goes on and on and on and on. You see, the shit don't stop until the break of dawn. And now, who makes the diver than a hip hop scuba diver, chilling with a pina colada? Kadada hooked me up with Tommy, now I got a lot of gear from everywhere that I'd like to share.
Yeah, right.
But I'd rather do can I. Don't ask why, 5001, my son gets you. Now, hold on the catwalk, what they ever done for you? You better get down with your real crew, cause I ride the beat and I ride it well. And if you take a look, it ain't hard to tell that I co-rock the party in the B-girl stand. I rock on the floor, make the fellas wanna dance. I be the
yeah.
And it's all good. And if you understood, would you rock the party in the B-girl stand? I rock on the floor, make the fellas wanna dance. Be the shit, and it's all good. And if you understood, would you co-rock the party in the B-girl stand? I rock on the floor, make the fellas wanna dance. I be the shit, and it's all good. And if you understood, would you co-rock the party in the rock the party? Rock the party in the B-girl stand. Rock the party.
DJ Big Stu in the studios with me on the ones and twos. You know how he do. You know, this is Ladies Night. And y'all just now tuning in. We talking about discipline. And different parenting styles. You know what I'm saying? So we talked about why you should spank your children and why you shouldn't. And now we're going to talk about the proper way to spank their children. We do have some calls. I have a couple of callers on the line. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello. Hi, how are you? Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I have two on the line. Oh.
You have two on the line.
That's Miss Kalima?
Yes.
Is that you? Hey, girl.
Yes.
How are you? All right. Hold on. Who's my other caller?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Watina?
Watina. Oh, that's Watina in the building. Hello.
Watina, how are you?
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So, okay, I went through some reasons why we should spank our children, and I went through some reasons why if you spank your child the right way, which would be called beating or abuse, it can be abuse. So what you guys think about that?
Well, I thought... Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Kalima. Watina, do your thing.
Oh, I feel that, you know, kids should get a beating if necessary, but it depends on the child. If you realize that you're beating your child too often, then I mean beating is not successful. And I also feel that parents should not beat their kids while they're angry, because that's when it turns into abuse.
Well,
I totally agree with that.
Angry.
Go ahead, Kalima.
If the kids make you angry, I mean, you have to tap that ass. I'm sorry. You hit him. I mean, you don't hit him with a closed fist, or you don't beat him in the chest or anything. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, listen, this is what I was just talking about with DJ Big Stu, how the dudes be bringing up them little boys, you know, damn near duffing them out, like, and they feel that's how they making them strong.
Boys is different. The belt ain't going to work with boys. You got to punch boys.
But I think you got to get rough, but you know, some guys be having little dudes under, but maybe it's necessary. Maybe that's something to keep the dude in line, but I don't see them get, I don't know. My little dude, I don't be wanting to see him get a little roughed up, so... But that's definitely a fact. Y'all can stay on the line with me, because I'm going to go over the proper way to spank a child. And
okay.
Then you tell me if this is what y'all agree with and what y'all might not agree with. So they say the proper way to spank your child is you must never spank other than the child's clothed bottom, and only with your open hand. What y'all think?
I think you get no results with that.
They said spank it. You should spank your child in private. You shouldn't spank your child outside and in front of everybody and embarrass them or humiliate them.
Well,
because they'll get on the defensive and maybe, you know, resent you for embarrassing them. And forget about the whole punishment. They're just resenting you because you embarrassed them in the street.
Well,
so what you think?
See, where I think they need to get an ass whooping, but...
Uh-huh.
You already know me.
Kalima's too much.
Actually, yeah, you're
that's
right.
Open hand. And it depends on who you do it in front of. So,
well,
yeah.
I feel that a child sometimes need a hit right there on the spot. They need to be shocked. Therefore, they know not to do it again, whatever it is. But a full spanking, that could wait till they get home if it's bad enough.
Right.
Oh, you said give them a little shock, like a
that's
little
right.
Shock therapy, like pow.
Yeah, exactly.
What's good time?
How was you saying earlier? Put out.
What pow?
Yeah, what pow?
Oh, shoot. You should, okay, they say before you spank them, right, you should give them clear boundaries. Knowing exactly what they can and cannot do is the foundation of a happy, successful child. But when they clearly show that they're not respecting your boundaries, then they're saying that you should give them that whoop-pow one good time. So what y'all think about that?
It's true.
I think
so,
too.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right, so They say learn which behaviors deserve a spanking. They say you should have just spanked them for everything. Everything they do, pow, pow, you smacking them, you popping them. Gotta stop. They say,
then it runs out.
Yeah, it does run out. You should know, you should have a set things, like something that he really or she's really crossing the line, and you got to really, you know, bring him back to reality. Hold up, what you doing here?
Right.
So, that one, I think, you should learn what behaviors deserve a spanking. You know, especially when you get the kids that's out in the street bugging out. You know how it is. You know how we get when our kids try to do the drop on us? Ugh. You might turn into a whole nother person right there. Like, what? Get your behind up and let's go.
Get it right.
All kids try to do that drop. I don't understand that one right there.
Why you gonna stick them in the store with you?
All right. It says, it says, never harm your child. Any spanking should be meant to get their attention and establish your authority. It shouldn't be because of the way you feel or because of the way you just think you should. You know what I'm saying? It's because you feel like they're disrespecting your boundaries. You feel like they're not respecting the rules. I agree with that. I think you should.
I agree with that.
You know.
Yeah.
You should just, you know, they spanking when they need a spanking. All right. You got to cool off first.
That's right.
You know, when you're angry. They want you to cool off first and reevaluate it. And if you really think they need to get it, then they get it. But truthfully, they said at least try to be cool-headed before you do spank a child so you could clearly explain to them why, or they should clearly know why, not because they look at you and think that you just mad at them.
Right.
You know, I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah.
All right. Do not hit your child with implements or objects. Now, this one could be debated. They say using a belt, switches, spoons, paddles, or worse,
that could
your
be
child
debated.
Will never build the kind of respect and love that that properly administered spanking will. So what do you think? If you use a belt, switch, spoon, paddle, or even worse, they say your child will never build the respect and love that a proper palm hand to a clothed bottom would do.
First of all, that hand, you hurting yourself too. Let's get it right.
You right about that?
Well, you do.
You hit it, you know, you get a hand spanking, you do. Depending on how hard you spank this child.
Jack.
Well, I think.
Go ahead, your phone breaking up. I didn't hear you.
Who? I'd rather use an object, like a belt or something, than my hand,
because
I'm hurting myself.
Is that a bat? This ain't a bat. Oh, man. She said, okay, we not condoning you using a bat on your child on Beastly Radio. This is uncensored. But, you know. Maybe a little paddle bat. You know, she's not talking about a big bat. She's not killing the children.
Oh, I
think. All right, Watina.
Well,
what's your take on it? I think
it depends. Again, I've watched someone I know raise a child, you know, where they speak in a low tone. And when the child is doing something wrong, you know, something serious, all they have to do is raise that voice. And that's enough to put the child, you know, in check. And, they don't believe in really hitting a child. So when they do have to hit, it's very soft. It's nothing, and it's enough. So I think it depends on how you start out with the child. So if you start out with the child always raising your voice, then you're always going to have to go higher than that for them to know you're serious. So if you talk loud on a regular basis, for them to realize you're serious and you're not playing, then you got to talk higher than that. If you start off beating them with a belt, as they get older, the belt is not going to work anymore. You're going to have to do other things. Especially if they're a rebellious child. So I think it depends.
Well, you know what? I agree with that, too. I think it all depends on how you set your foundation with your child. It
mm-hmm.
depends on how you start off disciplining them. You're right. If you start off being strong in the beginning, then 9 times out of 10, they're going to respect your boundaries. Then more than you being loose, you know. And a lot
yeah.
of times it happens like that, especially with our young parents nowadays. I think a lot of them don't know what to do. You know, and they just winging it and figuring out as they go. Because, you know, like I said, we don't have a community base no more, you know. And there's some young parents that don't have parents, you know what I'm saying, that just got to do it. And then they learn how they go. And if you're in the street, you learn how the street teach you, you know.
That's true.
So yeah, I do totally agree with that. I don't know about that. But objects might be used, I mean, it, you know, like a paddle or something, you know, a little belt. I don't think it's, you know, to each its own. I don't think it should get worse than, you know, you throwing and you doing all kind of stuff to the kids, you know. I do agree that spanking can be a form of discipline and not abuse. It's
That's right. It
could
be very
spanking.
Effective.
I agree. Kalima, any words?
No, if my child acts up and out of line, I will spank his ass.
So what's considered out of line? What happened?
Every time I tell him to behave and, you know, it's cool and stuff, and then it's like every single day his teacher's telling me something he's doing. And I have to think of that. So, I mean.
All right, he's misbehaving in school. Maybe he's trying to reach out for a different type of attention.
Mm-hmm.
I told to my child sometimes, but he don't listen. You know how this time he is, so.
I got one. My 12-year-old boy.
Bonnie just needs some reverse psychology.
I think, you know, the word.
This is what you do. This I'm going to tell you what you do. This is what I do. When they get out of line, right, especially when they get a little older, this might work more preferably an older boy that's trying to get out of hand. You know what? You want to leave, you want to be a man, you put his ass out the front door butt naked, and tell him to go on his way. He didn't buy nothing. He don't have nothing. He can do what he want to do. And then he'll come back in the house straightened up.
Different attitude.
Girls, you know, you might have to throw him out in a panty and something, a bra or something. You want to go. Bye. Matter of fact, get my panty and bra back because you ain't buy that either. No. Now, that might be considered a form of abuse, but it might be effective. Come on, you're getting out of line. Just know that your out of line comes with consequences. I think in any situation, either you use your voice or you have a different discipline. You know what I'm saying? Some people use exercise. Oh, you want to do that, do some push-ups. You know what I'm saying? Some people use different techniques. There's different parenting styles. But, you know, the most effective one is the one without abuse. You know what I'm saying? You know what abuse is when you're overstepping it. Regardless of anything, you can overstep the exercise. You can overstep whatever you're using as a technique. It's just you got to do it in the respectable boundaries, you know, before, you know. Because even with you using exercise, it's still, if you're doing it too much, you're starting to get angry. So now you're making them do it all the time, all day long. It's not effective. You're right. If you use this form of, you know, a punishment, any form of punishment, too often, it's just not effective. It's not doing nothing for them. Maybe you need to find new techniques, you know. But as a parent myself, I agree that sometimes there's children who need a little shock to the system who do need a spanking, you know. Now, how you do your spanking, to each his own. What you think about? Any last words, any shout-outs, anything? Got about 8 more minutes going on. Huh?
I said, as long as they don't show up with marks on them, they good.
Oh my God. Kalima said, whip ass, that's it. That's it, bottom line. They need their butt spanked.
Well, I have a 12-year-old, and I realized that the beatings don't even work no more with him.
You know what? I'm glad you said that.
It's straight heart to heart talking, and then I just take away, you know, his little phone, computer, whatever, but it's just heart-to-heart talking. I got to get to his heart. I got to let him hear me and understand me and let him feel it.
You know what? You're right. Go ahead, Kalima.
No, I told her husband's 12 and mine's is 6. So that's
wow.
No, you're right. You're right. There's an age limit to the spanking. It's definitely an age limit. You start off with a little pal, a little spank to let them know their boundaries as they're growing. But when they get a certain age, and you still whipping them and whipping them, you're absolutely right. It's not effective. It's a new something. I agree. I think you either need to talk to them or it's something they need to be into. But the hitting just turns into abuse because they understand right from wrong. So it's not like you're teaching them anything. You're just hitting on them.
Listen, because Baby James will hit them funny. You already know. So.
Baby James will hit them. It's the younger son and hit the older son back. No. They boys. Boys is boys, you know. I do think you need to be a little rougher. They need to know a little, you know. I think you need to be rough on all of them. These streets is hard out here. You know? You need to teach them how to get out there and be adults. That's the whole point. Unless, you know, a little spanking every now and then. Hey, it can do what it do. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate y'all calling. Make sure y'all tune in every Friday, 11 p.m., Lady Nicole, Hakalima, and Watin in the building, giving their views on abuse and should you spank your child as a form of discipline? Is it considered abuse or is it not? Thank y'all guys for calling. This your girl, K. Nicole. This is Ladies Night. That wraps it up. You know what I'm saying? You know, just moderation. I don't even know if moderation is the right word. I'm just going to say just, you know, you got to have control. You got to know your boundaries as well when you're giving a spanking to a child. So, you know, if you use a form of spanking or if you use a form of...
Please don't use a bat.
Got to get the bat. That's something. But, you know, if you use...
And you see that, too. You see parents with the wiffle ball bat.
Yeah, they got it. They just carrying it with them. They got some parents that walk around with the paddle, like...
Yeah. So you strap them on with a leash in the back.
Listen, and a bat on the side with a paddle. But, you know, if you're using any type of force or any type of, you know, punishment, period, and you're just using it excessively, it's not working. You need to find a new way. You know what I'm saying? You know, you live and you learn. You just learned a little bit today on K. Nicole, Ladies Night. Make sure y'all stay tuned in because DJ Big Stu going through the ones and twos, and I'll probably be checking every now and then and say something. Y'all can stay tuned and stay on and keep listening. And make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night, Hot Talk, with my girl Mimi. This your girl, K. Nicole. I'm out.
Yeah, we're going to hit y'all with the 30 minutes talk-free music, taking it back.
Be taking it back. Yeah.
young girls want to hear a true story. Saturday night was at this real wild party. They had the liquor overflowing the cup. About 5-6 strippers trying to work for a buck. And I took one girl outside with me. Her name was Lonnie. She went to junior high with me. I said, why you up in there dancing for cash? I guess the whole life changed since I seen you last. She said,
what would you do if the summer's at home? Crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry. And the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man.
Living all crazy. Then she looked me right square in the eye and said, every day I wake up hoping to die. She said, I know about pain, cause me and my sister ran away so my daddy couldn't f*** us. Before I was a teenager, I done been through more. You can't even relate to.
What would you do if the someone's at home? Crying all alone on the bedroom door. Whoa,
black street casually, and we cruise the metro on premium petrol. I sized up my thighs and couldn't let go. Tie-tie's broken, you're making me high like Tony. Broke me, take me, I'm high. I thought for a second and then my mind went. Sex all around the car, isn't it ironic? Back to reality, the soul to soul. Breathing heavily, but still in control. Look to shy, go and roll. Put my hand on his leg. With sex in his eyes, he's tone, and then he said,
I'm not lover, you know. The one that made kids like no other. I know I got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name. And love is about pain, so stop explaining. Drop the order of restraint. Our sex life's a game, so back me down in the paint. I can't wait no more. This is about a quarter past three. And sure days I mean, I got the Bentley Ballet. And I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades. And I love to see that boots and shades. Throw out on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Thug style. You never thought I'd make you smile while I'm smacking your ass and hitting you all wild. We share something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time, and I gave you my all, now baby, be mine. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time, and I gave you my all, now baby, be mine.
Get a grip, come on, pull it together. It's only a sun shower, we've been through worse weather, like stormy night. You wrote a dear John letter and took my Benz and keyed and cut the leather. Girl, you know better. She's an MOB, money over Brody's murder, INC. I got two or three broads for every V, and I keep them drugged up off that ecstasy. I'm a playground legend like Kirkland Pee Wee. I'm a baller in the league, got more game than me. I play harder, so many women I bothered. Meet them with scars and send them home hot and bothered. Truth to dare, this life ain't apparently fair. And a love with no glare is a crystal stare. But we share something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby. Bombers, boat when the coldest weather. And when I play, you play the same way. You freak me, baby. I f*** you crazy, then I'm gone. And baby, don't really want me to get up and leave. Up that easy. Should be waking up wet for cheesy. Remind these women to mind their business. Believe me, this pimp game is very religious. And I'm built like a John Bishop. Gold deep fish, money, green bins. And my world is my witness. The life we share is a thug affair. But who cares? You care, baby.
Baby.
rules are relevant. In other words, let's refresh your head about pulling down curtains and breaking the wall back. Yeah, I like it when you both set the lips on the TLC side.
something inside of you, something I thought that I would never find. Angel of mine, I look at you looking at me. Now I know why they say the best things are free. Angel of mine, how you
acting like the L's can't bag them no more. Nightgown dragging on the heated marble floor. Flash Cartier when you open up the door. Slide these on, baby. So butter, still relate to the gutter. Just your lifestyle's different. Spirit uplifted. Fell in love with a cat who's gifted. Journey back to paradise. Damn, I missed it. Pop a bottle, light a purple candle. I got something that you can't quite handle. That's why you love me. Pour bubbly. Glow from the flame. Make your skin shine lovely. I'm singing, baby. Touch it, why don't ya? 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 Hey girl, oh girl, hey girl, I wanna rock your world. Paradise is very nice. Next phase is this. Black sand, Tahiti, 10 days to reminisce. God's my witness. I paid the price for paradise, so I'm living this. I never limit myself to L's fearless. Lay back while I illuminate the darkness. Like it smooth, don't you? Make it move, won't you? Think I won't? Take it to your peak, I know the mother cats don't. And it won't stop. This is beyond paper. First I get your mind right, then I might drape ya. Never pimping, raise my girls well. Young thoroughbreds get schooled by Uncle LL. C double, L tattooed on the bubble. I lay the mink down, let you walk over a puddle. True love is so rare, but don't you worry, I ain't going nowhere. You know why? Paradise is very nice. One hand on the jelly, at the telly on the celly. Get that money, Ellie. Please believe it. If the mind can't conceive it, then the man can't achieve it. You gotta breathe it. And I breathe deep. I'm one with the universe. Minimum 10% go to God first. Lay back, baby. Close your eyes. Ice on the pinky finger froze your thighs. So much shake, baby. The waterbed fried. Walk around nude in the suite yelling, recognize. Do your dance, baby. Pour me a glass. It feels so good to have the world in a smash. Touch it, why don't ya? 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 Hey girl, oh girl, hey girl, I wanna rock your world. Paradise is very nice.
Thank you. Never gonna change, never gonna change, never gonna change.
Yeah. DJ Big Stu in the building. You listen to Big Stu Radio. We doing it real big. Ladies night. K. Nicole in the building. We doing it like this. To the early morn. It is now 1:49, almost 2 p.m.
Love you.
My ladies, wrap this up.
Need you.
Once again, we're talking about child abuse, abuse, parenting your kids. You know what I'm saying? We had a bunch of different opinions on the show today. You know, some people, we even had somebody talking about they used to do that. You know, it's crazy, but you know, it's not a serious issue. You know, it might have a little light joke about it, but, you know, it's a serious issue for parents. You know, there's many different ways that you can read up, you know, get some websites and all that. Actually, we're going to probably have some alternative places on the website that can help you deal with other ways. This is going to be your child, to get your child to understand. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to do, man. We're going to make that opportunity to do that. So if you look at the news right now, there's so many kids just get, you know, beaten, abused, you know, killed, parents are killing them. So we got to find other ways, you know, and definitely, you know, we got to not channel our anger on the little ones because it's not their fault. So that's something I want, you know, us to stress a lot. We're going to stress that a lot on BC Radio, I guarantee you that. Also, you know, we also talked about you got to vote. You know you got to vote. We need everybody out there to vote, man, this year. You know what I'm saying? Especially all the brothers and sisters, man. We got to do it because you see how they're trying to make it now. You know, all you got to do is look at the news, look at MSNBC, and, you know, all of, and then you can even look at the Fox. And, you know, Fox Network, and tell me if you agree with them. If you, you know, tell me if what they're saying is true for you. And I'm telling you, man, this, we're in a different time. So, you know, we got to be out there and just making sure we do what we got to do to keep, you know, keep our future for the kids, to make sure our kids don't have a hard time, you know. Because they're trying to take everything away. Before you know it, it's going to be coming in for the inner city, you know. So we just got to stick together, man. And, you know, you always got to have a voice somewhere. For me, myself, you know, maybe Kay Nicole, maybe Kappa and the rest, you know, we probably feel our voice is here on BC Radio. We can get a lot of information out to you guys. But your voice might be doing something different else, you know. You might be the type of person that go around the neighborhood and, you know, enlighten people on what's going on. And that's good. And if you do that, you know, just keep doing it and try to do it to the best you can, because we have to get out there and vote. We have to get out there and support our president, Barack Obama, because if we don't, if Ben Romney get in, you know, if you might as well say the world's going to be just like the world you see in one of those comic books. It's going to be, you know, I mean, I don't even know what to say. You see what he says. He flips, he flops. He puts up. I don't have to be for him. But once again, you're listening to DJ Big Stu. We did like a, I don't know, 45-minute talk week music to get back a little something. I was doing my, you know, doing my thing. Shout out to my man DJ OC. Shout out to DJ Danger. Yeah, he ripped the house Wednesday. Do his number to the family. Don't want to welcome him. Big shout out to homie. He killed it Wednesday. Killed him. Definitely shout out to my man Music Mike. You'll be hearing him this Sunday. He always got a hot show. Once again, shout out to the Kappa. Shout out to Will Porter. Will Pizzy. You know? And I'm, you know, I got my man in the background. He rolling up with me, you know, my little homie. But I'm going to play something from the boys, and I'm going to get up out of here, man. I want to tell y'all good night. Beast of Radio. Oh, shout out to Jamis. Jamis, man, she was on the show last night. Great interview. Did her thing. Mind you, May 17th, Marty McFly. You know what I'm saying? The brother who got the most hits on the internet right now, killing them. You know, check him out, Marty McFly. Check him out on .pimp.com. You're going to see what I'm saying. Joint is hot, too. That's on fire. Anyway, I'm going to take you back. This is the boys, man. I used to like this joint. Good night, man. B2 Radio. We're going to end it like this. We're going to end it like this. in your life, dude.